This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, has hired two former U.S. attorneys to review last month's shooting. CPR's Dan Boyce reports they are looking at what led to the shooting and whether any campus policies and procedures can be improved.
A student has been charged with killing his roommate and another person in a dorm last month. Now UCCS is hiring the two former U.S. attorneys, Jason Dunn and former Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Nicholas Jordan is accused of shooting his roommate Samuel Knopp and Knopp's friend Seeley Rain Montgomery. Authorities say Jordan allegedly threatened to kill Knopp a month earlier in a dispute over trash in their common living area. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Car thefts are down in Colorado. There were 21% fewer cars stolen last year after a big jump between 2018 and 2022. State officials credit new state laws addressing some types of theft and law enforcement strategies and public awareness campaigns to get people to lock their cars. The state is setting out the rules for a rare congressional vacancy election this summer. Voters in Congressional District 4 must choose someone to replace Congressman Ken Buck, who retired early last week. In an effort to reduce confusion and costs, the special vacancy election will happen on the same day as the state primary, June 25th. The contest will be printed at the bottom on each party's primary ballot, and ballot packages will come with a card explaining this unusual race. University of Colorado women's basketball heads to the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament, facing the same team that knocked them out of the running last year. CU plays the University of Iowa on Saturday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark is the NCAA Division I all-time leading scorer. This is CPR News and KRCC.